Hi everyone. I just got back to Sydney today. I've been in Brisbane for the past 4 days and it's been so nice to spend some time with family, see my doggos again, but I'm back to reality in Sydney and I've got a few packages, a few things I've purchased that have come while I was gone, and some gifts and goodies as well. So I thought I'd just show you them all. Now these are all beauty makeup products, so I hope you're ready for that. First up, I wanted to show you my gifts that I've received. Now, Mecca has kindly sent me a little goodie bag of their new Morphe products that have launched in Mecca. So, the OG setting spray. This is amazing. I have tested this in Indian humidity. Can say it works a treat. So, gun. Thank you, Mecca. Then, I have two beautiful palettes. Now, one is the Rich Glitch and one is Flickering Sands. I'll show you the colors. Now, this is palette one. These are such stunning tones. Really nice burnt oranges, brownie, gold shimmer. Beautiful. That will definitely be used a lot. Now, this one is Shimmer Galore. These two in particular, obsessed. That as like a nighttime look. Perfection. And then finally in this little gift box is this plumping lip gloss. Oh, I love that sound. Now, I've had some bad experiences with some plumping lip glosses. I don't know if anyone else has felt this before, but whenever they're too intense, my lips burn, like, and actually scar. So I haven't tried this, but I'm sure it won't do that. But can't wait to try that. And such a pretty color too. Cute. Right, now everything else I have here, I've bought. So don't ask. I am going to India now for 5 weeks in the next week. So I needed to restock up on my makeup kit. And I feel like when you have new makeup, you get re-inspired as well. And I feel like there's so many new, incredible things that have come out that I've just been seeing, especially all over TikTok. So I just needed to give them a go myself. Just experiment. Now I bought the shower gel the other day and it is beautiful. My boyfriend Wilson is also obsessed and has now managed to use half the bottle along with me. And it's one of the big bottles. So I wanted to try the skin oil. So I assume you put this on after the shower, but I'll keep you in the loop and see how we go with that little number. I got glammed twice last week by two different makeup artists, and I love when I get new people that I work with because they inspire me and also lead me into buying a whole bunch of stuff. They influence me to buy new things. And one of the girls was using a lot of, Victoria Beckham products. We used this Victoria Beckham, what is it called? The Contour Stylist Sculpt and Detail. Now, I've seen so many people use this as contour as well, but in particular, around the nose, eye work, this will work a dream. This is the color, and the shade is, gosh, I'm really not good at this, guys, am I? Sandstone. Really pretty. I wish I could show you on. Then I'm also a lover of an eyeliner. Love a black and a brown because I feel like with blue eyes, it really makes them pop when you do a makeup look. So I picked up two of the eyeliners from her. One in satin and one, oh, sorry, no. One in ash and one in cocoa. Then I've also been seeing this brand everywhere. Reform. I think that's how you say it. It's another contour stick, but another great eye product. I got it in shade Teddy. So I'll let you know how I go with that, but always looking for something that just makes makeup easy, you know, because sometimes it can just be a lot of steps. Sometimes you just want to wrap it on. Even everyday looks perfect. I feel like these will be. And I've also gone hard with the makeup brushes. I feel like my makeup brushes really needed a reset. I've cleaned them so many times and used them so many times. They were just, they needed an update. So we bought all of these. Just dropped one. Okay, so two are Kevin Kwan. I got these from Mecca. One is this Smudge and Smoke eye brush. They look like they're really nice sizes. The other is the Blush and Bake brush. I think I'll be using this mainly for setting powder. And on that, I caved and bought the Kosas setting powder in Candy. Really pumped to use this. Right. Then I got two House Labs. Now I'm obsessed with the House Labs foundation, and I bought a couple of new products from there today as well. But the foundation brush and the blush brush have come home with me, and I love this, not packaging, but you know what I mean. And then finally, I got two new Hourglass products. Again, a foundation brush. I feel like when you're away working, like, it's kind of nice to have multiple different foundation brushes, if you know what I mean. This one's a bit smaller than the other one, so I think it'll work well. And then a concealer brush. When I saw this eyeshadow, I couldn't walk past it. I think it's called Faux or something like that. But just such a nice burnt orange. I feel like around the close to my eyes, it'll look really pretty. So I had to get that one. This is an Old Faithful, nice cheapy from Woolies. It's the Extender Lash by MCO Beauty. And it's just the fail safe, you know? Right, let's tuck into here, shall we? So I got a restock of a House Labs foundation. I am a 230 light medium cool. Then I got a Makeup by Mario bronzer. I got medium. Next up, I got Makeup Forever, the Wherever Walnut. They're like such a pretty color, and I love those products. They just slip on, they're nice and creamy. I got Patrick Ta body brush because before I left, and I was so devastated because they didn't arrive before I left for Europe, was all of his beautiful shimmers, body cream, so that will help me apply. Then I got a new House Labs concealer. Now this is the best. I'm obsessed. That's all I'm gonna say. I got a Makeup Forever Artist to Go palette in the Anywhere Caffeine. These colors are to die for. They're all in that vibe. I'm not gonna get them out for you, but that's them. Couldn't go past that. Then I got, and I opened this already and tried it in the car, but I've got it on my lips now. It's the Fenty Beauty Gloss Bomb in Ice. I think it's in Ice. Berry Jelly is the shade. So pretty. Very pink, but doesn't look as pink on the lips. I've been meaning to get one of these for so long. The Hoola bronzer. I feel like it's perfect for eyes. Love. That's all I'm going to say. Needed a new one. And last but not least. Oh, my eyebrow lady gave me this eyebrow pencil the other day. It is Browera in Brunette. And it's so nice. I feel like it's light. You could brush it up. And it'll disperse really beautifully. And yeah, guys, that's it. That's a lot, but that is it. I hope you enjoyed my little haul. You'd think I was a makeup artist at this point. I'm not, but I can't wait to use them all. A restock is so fun. Let me know if you want me to do a makeup kit haul of what I'm actually taking away to India. That'll be interesting.